We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Welcome back. You heard me mention a minute ago the St. Louis County Police Board, and new county executive Sam Page is installing some of his own folks on that board. Two have already been approved. Two more are pending. It is one of those nominees that has caught the attention of the folks at the St. Louis County Police Department, particularly Joe Patterson over there with the St. Louis County Police Officers Association. And Joe, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you on here this morning. You know, I know Sam Page has a right to name nominees to this board, and generally speaking, you guys don't have a lot to say about it. In this particular case, you have moment for pause here based on what, some social media posts by Dr. Laurie Punch.
That's correct, Mark. As we all know from the history of this, we had some county police commissioners that were serving on expired terms. It's certainly the prerogative, not the responsibility of the county executive to appoint new county police commissioners. It's not a matter that we like to get involved in. Most of these people are unknown to us. We don't lobby the county executive to put certain people on or not put certain people on the board. But several of my members became aware of Dr. Laurie Punch. She's a bit of a social media personality, and some of them were familiar with her. And so I was forwarded some public social media posts that were very concerning to us, and that's kind of why we're here today.
Yeah, very true. You know, particularly when somebody who wants to sit on a board that will set policy for the police department is connected to commenting on editorials called "The Police Can't Solve the Problem, They Are the Problem." That's a reason for concern.
It is, and it wasn't only so. That was one of the things. And you know, Dr. Punch is very an accomplished surgeon. She's a very impressive person, certainly smarter than I'll ever be. But the one thing I do believe she is, in addition to that, is very biased, and she has a very overt, direct bias against police officers. And now we're asking her to possibly lead the police department. So I don't think that's a good fit. I don't think, whether implicit or explicit bias, in her case, it's explicit bias. I don't think that has any place in county government as a lifelong county resident. And certainly as the executive director of the police association, I don't want to have to face the uphill battle of appealing discipline or appealing certain decisions of the chief of police to an already biased police commissioner. I don't think that's a good fit for anybody.
Sure. Yeah. Maybe people don't understand how that works, but you guys can appeal cases directly to the Board of Police Commissioners, right?
Yeah. So the best way I can describe it for your listeners is that the chief of police is the chief executive officer of the county police department. He or she will operate the day-to-day, you know, basically autonomously and run the day-to-day operations of the police department. The Board of Police Commissioners serves as sort of a board of directors, and they're the ones that at the end of the day, when the chief wants to make new policy or wants to fire someone or anything that he or she would like to do, we have the ability to either grieve that or bring that in front of the police board for a final decision. So, I mean, they are more or less the board that runs the police department from, say, a 40,000-foot view.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, terminations, if we feel the chief fired somebody without cause, we can appeal that to the police board. Well, in this case, Dr. Punch has come into this saying, all cops are bad, police are the problem. How am I supposed to lobby for a member that I feel that might have been fired for political reasons? I mean, I'm not going to get a fair shake there. And we know that from the get-go. There's no way I'm going to. This is not something that she was overheard saying at a restaurant. This is what's on her publicly available Facebook page.
Yeah, social media. It's important you point that out. We're talking to Joe Patterson from the St. Louis County Police Officers Association. Here's one of those posts from last month where she says that, let me say this, doctors have become to health what police have become to safety. Criminal justice and health care don't just need to be reformed. They must be dismantled and replaced by structures and systems that promote freedom and equity. Sledgehammer, anyone? Question mark. Doesn't sound to me like somebody who's very interested in working with you, but very much against what we have in place now in terms of our existing police organizations.
Yeah, and then this is just another, this sort of virtuous signaling or this sort of screaming inside of your echo chamber on your social media posts. And there's no solution there. It's just, hey, I don't like the current system, so let's destroy everything. It's almost like a position of an anarchist of sorts. So I'm not even sure exactly what that means. I was almost more concerned when I was forwarded a comment where she literally posts about, hey, before I have all the facts, and then I'll sort of paraphrase this, and then if, I don't know if you have this one in front of you. Before I have all the facts, the Galleria shooting's a murder, and that's basically it. And as long as the cops are around, they're going to kill black men with guns wantonly, and there's nothing we can do about it. And that's just not the case. And jumping to conclusions about active investigations, I mean, that just further shows this is an individual who's extremely talented at social media, extremely talented surgeon, but just lacks the objectivity to be put in a position of trust like that.
Well, you know, I can't help but to compare it to the situation that's already going on in the city with Kim Gardner in the circuit attorney's office down here, where you've got an adversarial relationship with the officers that are on the street trying to make arrests and bring them in for prosecution. It sounds to me an awful lot like that to criminal justice reform platform that this Dr. Punch might be trying to bring to St. Louis County. What that does is undermine the ability of the folks on the street to enforce the laws that are on the books.
Well, and that's just the thing. It's sort of legislating from the bench for some of these folks. We're fine with change. We're fine with new training. We're fine with trying to constantly be better to improve our services to the citizens. But when you find somebody that's just completely convinced from the get-go that cops are bad, everything you do is wrong, there's no way in a spirit of fairness that we can effectively do our jobs. And those are the people that are in charge of us. It's an impossible task that we're already doing to try to, at certain times, stop the violent crime scourge in the city. And then administratively, we've got somebody that basically says, hey, listen, cops are the problem. So I come to that same person and say, look, I've got a problem. I think I was wronged here. Well, I'm already the problem to her. So what am I going to possibly say to change her mind?
Yeah, true, Joe. Hey, when will the county council, when are they scheduled to vote on these latest two candidates?
So the county council will go into a meeting of the whole tomorrow midday, and they are having a county council meeting tomorrow at 1 p.m. They're okay. Moving it to a midday meeting. I don't expect it to be well attended. And I'll be honest with you, Mark, and to you and your listeners, I have a pretty good suspicion this Dr. Punch is going to be confirmed on a 4-3 party line vote with the Democrats having the majority.
Yeah.
I feel very confident about that. I'm trying to appeal to a couple of the Democratic council members to say, look, is this somebody you feel that's objective? Yes or no? And if you have any reservations about that, do not confirm this individual.
Well, thank you for your efforts on that. So there's still time for you to reach out to your county council person and even maybe to County Executive Page and express your concerns over the direction this is going. Listen, Joe Patterson, always appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.